Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Have you ever felt lost? Really lost? Maybe you were alone or with other people and you had no idea where to go or where to turn or what to do next. Well, LDS leader Elder Vern P. Stanfill shared a similar experience in General Conference last year in October. And he and some friends were cycling in Montana on the Hiawatha Trail, and they came to a very dark tunnel. And they had all prepared somewhat beforehand with headlamps so that they could make it through the passage, but the darkness just ended up being too dark, and it overwhelmed them, causing a lot of anxiety and disorientation. And one of his friends was a little more prepared than the rest and actually had a much brighter light with him, which they all used and all clung to help guide them safely out of the tunnel. And this story is such a beautiful analogy of the importance of being prepared by having the Spirit with us when faith challenges or confusion surround us in life. And it's the subject of the newest Mormon message, Choose the Light, which is produced and directed by Patrick Parker and Chris Clark. And Patrick is with us in the studio today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely. So why did you want to highlight this story specifically?
You know, this story was one of those ones that seemed to lend itself to a lot of visuals, and that was compelling. I mean, we get a lot of messages that we have to tell, and we can kind of choose between the myriad of messages that we get from General Conference. And this one, we thought, was just a very visual backdrop.
Yeah.
So we liked that.
Yeah, it lends itself well to film, for sure. And there's a lot of great analogies with it. Tell us a little bit about the filming process, maybe what challenges or special circumstances kind of came together so that you got the shots that you needed.
Yeah, the film, we basically took Elder Stanfill's story, which was kind of about a group of people, and that was a group of older people, and we wanted to adapt it for the younger audience, the Mormon youth, as a Mormon youth message. So to heighten the drama of the story, we basically just made it about one character, and one character trying to survive in this environment. And so the environment that we shot in is actually the exact same environment that the story takes place in real life, which is in Montana on the Hiawatha Trail. Yeah, so we went up there, and just an amazing backdrop. I mean, just the forest, the tall alpine landscape, and of course, which this trail, which used to be a railroad line, converted to now a trail, which people bike, and the tunnels that are on this trail are just so amazing. They're just very much cinematic, as we hoped they would be. And so the character, as he goes along the trail, encounters this tunnel, and the tunnel ends up being very long. And we experienced that firsthand. The tunnels are very long, especially this Taft tunnel, and extremely dark.
Dark
if you do not have light. It's, you know, it's like being in a cave and then turning off your flashlight. You don't know which direction you're going at that point. So,
wow, that's awesome that you were able to go to the actual site. That just makes the film, I think, a little bit more meaningful and more poignant. And the talk that you base the film on, it discusses the importance of being prepared to face challenges and confusion in life, things that make it easy for us to doubt God and mm-hmm. His goodness. What are some insights that you learned as you produced this film about that?
You know, we thought a lot about the audience and how, you know, not only are, you know, adults, but also youth are really struggling with a lot of the doubts, a lot of the, you know, challenges to our faith, I guess you could say, in this modern age of information, where we're getting a lot of information from the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought a lot about trying to create a piece that would help those who are struggling with some of these doubts and what this character does in this situation to get out of that darkness. And so we thought, you know, you can't just sort of stand there and wait. I mean, you have to pedal. You have to keep pedaling to get out of the light. And of course, you know, the great analogy is that the Savior is there. He's the light bearer. He's there to come help you and save you.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to choose that light. You have to go towards that light. You have to make the action necessary for, you know, to get his help, and he's there. But that's sort of the basic idea analogy of this story.
Absolutely. And I think it's so easy when you face similar types of darkness, whether it's with your faith or different challenges in life that can happen, it's so easy to get distracted and to let that darkness take over and kind of seem like your reality and seem like, okay, this is truth. This is all there is. There's nothing more to go towards or to cling to. But I like that in the talk and in the Mormon message, there's a friend who comes, and we need people around us. We need to surround ourselves with good people.
Yeah.
You know, youth especially, as they're considering who they're going to keep in their lives or not, and adults too.
Right.
Surrounding ourselves with uplifting, positive people that'll help lead us and point us to the Savior.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think that's the only thing that helps.
Elder Stanfield says, there's nothing wrong with relying on the light of others temporarily while you're in a state of, you know, panic or darkness. But then eventually you need to have your own testimony of that light. But, you know, when you're in a deep, dark hole, you know, you really need to rely on anyone around you that can lift you up. And I think that's the idea. Get that lift and then realize that at some point to survive, and this is a story of survival, I think, you really need to have a testimony of the Savior and his light.
And I love, too, I just reread the talk. I love, too, how Elder Stanfill says that these feelings of doubt and confusion really only last as long as you let them, as long as you choose not to act. And once you choose to act, those feelings might not completely go away, but they'll let up a little by little every day, as long as you're consistent and moving forward in a direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm really excited for more people to watch this and to gain these insights as well. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
So be sure to watch Choose the Light, the newest Mormon message on mormonchannel.org, and share it with your family and friends who you feel need this inspiration in their lives right now. And we're going to close with a quote from that talk by Elder Stanfill. And he said, "Our quest for light will be enhanced by our willingness to recognize when it shines in our lives. Just as when we keep pedaling toward the light, the more we persist, the brighter his influence becomes in our lives. Like the light at the end of the tunnel, his influence will bring us confidence, determination, comfort, and most important, the power to know that he lives." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.